This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Let's check in with Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, and we're here at our whiteboard to boardroom segment, where, as you know, we take a problem and we map it out all the way as if we were going to actually take this thing and turn it into a real product or offer into the marketplace. Joining us to talk about the problem and help me walk through the whiteboard is our guest, Emily Webb. She's the CEO of MyLuca. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Pleasure to be here.
What is the problem that we're solving today?
The problem is that the general public does not have access to private jet flights.
Okay. So for the general public out there, for the commoner, so to speak, who maybe is sick and tired of flying on the normal jets, going through the TSA, I think we'd all like to experience a private jet flight at some point in our life. And so our problem here is that the general public typically is not and can't afford to fly private jets. So we're going to come up with a way to make that affordable?
That's right.
All right. How are we going to do this? First of all, who's our target market? Is there a specific age range? I think if we went up to anyone who's ever been on a plane and I was like, did you enjoy TSA? Did you enjoy taking off your shoes? Did you enjoy being patted down, going through the x-ray and having your cancer cells expand? Did you enjoy the whole process? Everyone, and I say, would you rather come on a private jet and have a butler? So I think maybe it's just everyone who's ever flown.
Everyone.
Now, I would make a recommendation for those people out there as a disclaimer. A target market should always be niched and not broad, but deep. So we're going to fly through this, and just I want to make sure I point out some little disclaimers out there. You never want to make your target market or your target audience or your ideal client profile everyone for marketing purposes, because it becomes extremely difficult to tap into the story playing in somebody's mind. I know, granted, yes, it could be everyone out there, but at the end of the day, when you are marketing and identifying an ideal client profile, you always want to go deep and not wide. So we are doing this backwards, just to point that out, but we will, just for the sake of the whiteboard, we'll call it everyone, because I think it really can be, even though that's the worst thing I ever hear when I consult for businesses. Who's your target audience? Everyone. I go, eh. That's why you're not successful. So for the sake of the whiteboard, we're going to call it everyone, because I think it really could be.
Los Angeles, because the Santa Monica Airport has a private airport as our target market.
So we would still, we could niche it down, and that would be more of a geographical location for, you know, LAX to be the place that we start. So I like it. We'll leave it at that. I just want to point out some of the little things here so people know that as professionals, we're maybe not doing everything professionally here for the sake of the example, but solution delivery. Is this going to be a website? Is this going to be an app? Is it going to be both? How are we actually going to deliver this?
My idea was to partner with a credit card company, Chase, Bank of America, trying to get build points that you can use towards taking a private jet. So it'd be a credit card company and a private jet company.
Okay, so essentially when I use my, you know, American Express, or when I use my Starwood premium guest, you know, card, or my City National card, or my Wells Fargo Visa. So when I use those, I can accrue points depending on what, you know, my setup is with the bank and the point system that I have for that card, or my American Airlines credit card, and build points for flights. Well, what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start building points to fly private.
That's right.
Okay. So how are we going to go about doing that?
We're going to have to partner with a credit card company.
Okay. How are we going to go about doing that?
Well, we're going
to reach out to the decision makers and try to start initiating a conversation with them and say, hey, if we were to reach out to private jet companies. I think actually it'd probably be easier to go to the private jet companies first because they're much smaller than the credit card companies and the banks and the companies that we have to deal with. So I feel like we should first go to the private jet companies and tell them what we're thinking about doing. They'll love it because they're going to get paid money for underutilized, basically, jets. There's actually an app. We talked about this. There's a company out there called JetSmart. And JetSmart allows you to pay like a flat rate fee of like $7,000. And then you can fly unlimited private jets. So this is kind of like a plug for JetSmart right now. But if you download JetSmart, you can either pay for a private jet on a one flight per basis. So for example, right now in LAX, I bet if we were searching, because LA is one of the big hubs, if we were searching right now on JetSmart, I could even pull it out. We could check right now. But it'd probably be like $1,000. And we could fly private from LA to New York. So there's stuff out there that's pretty cool, because rather than swiping my card and accruing the points worth $1,000 to fly on it, I think something that we'd want to do to kind of shorten the, I guess, entry point into the marketplace to get this thing off the ground faster would be for us to reach out to a company like JetSmart, who already has distribution to a bunch of different private jets. And when we have the distribution to all the private jets, then we can go to the credit card company and say, look, JetSmart is already utilizing distribution to over 15,000 private jets. And then when we go to the credit card company, they're already an established company doing over $100 million with private jets. And then we can make a deal with the private jet company and somehow get cut out on the deal. Do you think that's a smart idea?
Yeah, we would need to define the revenue model, how the jet company would monetize on the conversion of the points. And like you mentioned, how the points would work for that specific credit card company. Yeah. So building out the structure of the business model and revenue model, and then finding our target market, how much money you can make on the people that you're targeting, and then bringing that to the jet company, for
so
sure,
do we think
would be
this
a good start.
Is this an app? Is this a website? Is it both?
No, I don't think it's an app.
No? Then how do we capitalize on this?
We promote it.
So they swipe their card, they build their points, and then just like maybe if I have an American Airlines credit card, then I'm just using my American Airlines credit card, and then I know I can log in online and I can see my points.
A cross-promotion of intellectual property, pretty much. So you would license the idea and work with two established companies to cross-promote. So I think you would have to execute it through both platforms, saying that this is available.
So essentially, we're just going to create the intellectual property and the software, and then we're going to license to these companies?
Right.
Okay, so this is an interesting model. We haven't done anything like this yet at the whiteboard. So solution delivery, what are we going to write?
We need to come up with the IP.
Okay.
Copyright it.
Okay.
Cross promotion.
Okay. Okay, so we're solving a problem right now, and the problem is basically that the general public, like most of us, probably doesn't enjoy going through the TSA and flying on normal economic flights. And I think all of us would like to enjoy flying on private jets. So what we're going to do is we're going to figure out how, by just using your credit card and accruing points, you can use those points to ultimately fly on a private jet. Target audience, which we don't recommend you do for your business, is to go broad and pick everyone. But we're doing it for the sake of the example here, because I think everyone does want to fly private. And then what we're thinking about doing here is just coming up with the intellectual property.
We need a new solution, right? Isn't it going to be R&D?
Yeah, but we can leave this up because I think it all kind of integrates together.
All right, we're going to do R&D in here too.
We'll do R&D. Because, I love the idea of going to somebody and being like, here it is. But I hate the idea of them saying, cool, love the concept, but now what? And so we spend all this time, energy, and money on a product just to be like, ugh, they're not even interested. Versus they tell us, oh, that's a genius model. That'll just naturally profit for us. We're definitely interested. Great. Write us a letter of intent, meaning that you have an intention of moving forward with us when we bring you back the value proposition in its tangible software form. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So what are we going to price this thing at? So, I mean, this is a little bit different than we normally do it, right? So it's not like a standard product or an offer where, oh, well, we're going to do a monthly continuity model, or we're going to do a one-time fee for the product of $99. But how do we make money from this once we do actually execute it?
I think if points can convert to money or a way for the jet company to monetize on the points because they have to cover the overhead, that if a credit card user uses those points for the private jet, which is where our software would be, that we would just take a piece of that.
Okay, so I guess for the pricing model write down, we would get some type of a royalty kickback on a percentage of the money utilized from the consumer's points on the private jets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we generate, as you're writing down right now, we generate a royalty only based on the results of the consumer swiping their card and utilizing those points for Jets.
From consumer utilizing points for Jets.
So it's really a win-win model for everybody involved, because nobody makes money until the customer who's already spending their money is spending their money, which accrues the points.
With your platform, right.
And then those points go to the private jet company. The credit card company already made their money. Then the jet company makes their money. And as soon as they make their money, we get our percentage.
Yep.
Okay. Interesting model. And so this is really going to boil down to our ability to scale this, because I don't know about you, but making 2 or 3 or 5 or 10 or 12 or 20 bucks on every single person who finally accrues enough points to fly private, we need to scale this thing out massively. And I think that's going to be a big push, where when we do integrate ourselves into the company and they really like it and they've integrated the software and they're licensing it and we have our royalty fee and all the contracts are set up, then it's going to be figuring out how we can set up other host beneficiaries, affiliations, and joint ventures where the private jet companies are now utilizing their marketing capital and resources to help promote what this thing actually is. And I don't think it's actually going to be us. They'll be promoting their own service because it's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're licensing it from us or white labeling it from us. So at the end of the day, I think they'll want to promote it. And I think this could be something where it takes us 2 or 3 years before we even start to become profitable. This could be a big push. This was Whiteboard to Boardroom. Emily Webb was joining us. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. Just hit **848. That's **848. **848.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you're looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Our guest today joining us is Eric Jones, and he's the founder of Sidestep. Eric, it's a pleasure to have you, brother.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us, what does your company do, Sidestep?
So Sidestep lets fans order concert merchandise before, during, and after the show for VIP pickup or delivery.
Okay, and give me a contextual example.
So if you're a fan of Beyonce and you're going to her concert at Rose Bowl, you can see all the merch that she's going to be selling before the show. So you can be sitting on your couch in the parking lot outside of the venue. You can see all the merchandise available. Browse and buy whatever you'd like. Choose the show you're going to, and I'll be waiting for you when you get there.
So how did you create the partnerships? Because love the idea. I think it's genius. And I think, of course, Beyonce would think it is as well, because it's an opportunity for her to make more money as well as the venue. Mm-hmm. But how do you establish those partnerships?
Yeah, so I started in the music industry before Sidestep, and I understood a lot about, you know, who the major players were, like the merch companies, the management companies. So I had my own network that I built for myself and for the company. But it's really a one-to-many strategy where you have one friend in the space, they'll introduce you to all these other merch companies, and once you have a couple of bigger artists using Sidestep, they start following the leader. And
so
can
you mention some of the people that you have on there using it?
Yeah, so Adele, Beyonce, which has been amazing.
Yeah. So it wasn't just a made-up example, that's a real one.
Yeah, she's a real one. So Beyonce, Adele, Guns N' Roses, Selena Gomez, Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco. The focus for us is those top-tier artists playing amphitheaters, arenas, and stadiums.
Okay, so you just mentioned some huge players in the game. What was it like getting the first one? Because I always feel like the hardest thing to do in a business is get your first big client, your first big influencer or musician in this case. So what was it like getting the first one? How'd you do it?
It's probably one of the easiest ones.
Really?
I was lucky. I brought the idea of Sidestep to the founder of a merch company called Manhead Merchandise.
Okay.
And he believed in it from the beginning, and said, I'll give you 4 months, make the product, we can have it on the Fall Out Boy tour. So it was kind of, it kind of fell into our lap in a way where I had the idea, I wanted to build something to change merchandise. And, you know, when you present Fall Out Boy as the guinea pig, it sounds more like a billboard. So we were really excited.
That's amazing, brother. I congratulate you for that, because I know that it's not easy. And when you kind of stumble into success or trip into it, it's an amazing feeling, because sometimes entrepreneurship, when you get started, can be extremely difficult. Was this your first company?
First company.
So what did you do before this?
Before Sidestep, I guess before that, I was actually in a touring band at the age of 18. We got signed out of high school. It was myself and a couple of neighborhood friends just doing Green Day covers. Started making our own music, and then Photo Finish and Atlantic Records picked us up, which was awesome. Toured the country, Japan, Indonesia, playing for a ton of people. Had a song on radio, and basically just did that for a good 5 years. Then after that, wanted to pursue...
And you're a young guy, so that was like a good portion of your young adult life.
Yeah, instead of going to college, I figured I might as well play in a rock band. So it was an awesome experience. After that, moved to New York to pursue business, wanted to try the music industry. Worked in publishing, worked in artist management, had a couple of artists signed to record labels, and then stumbled into merchandise.
So you just kind of hinted at something. You didn't go to college?
Right, I didn't go to college.
Okay.
Well, I did about a year and a half online while I was touring.
Yeah.
But after a while...
I was like, a year and a half doesn't get you a degree.
Yeah. So not quite there. But at a certain point when I was touring, I was kind of sick of studying when everyone else was having a good time. And after the show, you want to socialize and be with a bunch of people. And
yeah.
I didn't really feel like going to the hotel room and do homework. So
from being a touring rock star to becoming an entrepreneur and a college dropout, founder of Sidestep, Eric Jones, is joining us. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rock Stars. I love the fact that you dropped out of college, and I say that in a great way because I feel like you're going to be one of those guys. Hopefully, your company gets acquired for a ton of money if that's your exit strategy. And then people will look at you as one of those young, successful guys who dropped out of college. I myself, unfortunately, did graduate college and wasted my time, energy, and money doing that. But again, right, I don't want to be one of those guys that's complaining about an opportunity that most people would die for. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful and blessed to have had the opportunity and privilege to go to college. But for me personally, the second I graduated, I felt like the chains were loose, started my first business. So it sounds like we have a similar path in that sense, that we were both kind of always going to become an entrepreneur. But did you feel like you always knew that?
Yeah, from an early age. So my parents...
Take me back to the beginning. Did I have a child? Were you that guy?
I definitely was that guy, yeah. I huge wrestling fan, pro wrestling. So I remember the first, entrepreneurial task I gave myself was to mow as many lawns as I can to pay for WrestleMania tickets.
That's like the standard. They sold candy bars, lemonade.
We did everything. We even made hemp necklaces and sold those around the neighborhood. But I think what really... It gave me the courage to try, entrepreneurship was supportive parents. School is always very important growing up, but I was more or less a problem child, didn't really like to go to class as much. I kind of drifted off and thought about other things I wanted to pursue, whether it be routing a fake tour that I wanted to do one day or another business idea or writing screenplays. Yeah. I just knew that the creative aspect of life was more exciting than, just doing the more conventional path.
What's your advice for the entrepreneur who's out there or the aspiring entrepreneur who maybe hasn't fully started yet, but they plan to cut the cord from the 9-to-5 and go all in on their idea for a business? What's your advice? Maybe three traits that every beginning entrepreneur needs to know.
Yeah, I think number one, passion. You need to be passionate about whatever you're building and who you're going to be serving. That's first and foremost. Without that, I think it's going to be hard to get started.
Because passion is the thing, it's kind of like the fuel that's going to keep you going. Because inevitably in entrepreneurship, and maybe you don't agree, but I feel like inevitably in entrepreneurship, you're going to get metaphorically punched in the face. You're going to get knocked down.
Yeah.
We can call those failures, mistakes, adversity, obstacles. Those are inevitable in entrepreneurship. And I think passion is the thing that keeps you getting back up.
It is, yeah. And I think that's a good channel is also toughness. I think you need to be very tough to be an entrepreneur. It's really hard. I think that's why not that many people want to do it.
You got to be able to weather those storms.
And there are plenty of storms, yeah. But toughness is definitely right up there as well.
Okay.
And then I think resilience, which is kind of parallel to toughness, but with resilience, you will get kicked down a lot and then kicked while you're down. But if you understand what the mission is of the company, if you know that if you have employees, they wake up every day to put time and energy and passion and heart into what the vision is. Or if you have investors, they believe in you to build something really great. So you need to have resilience because not only are people relying on you, but people believe in you, they believe in the company. And I think that's something to fight for.
Well, you said investors. I want to know if you had to raise money, so don't tell me yet. But I love those three traits because I agree as an entrepreneur myself and being a young one like you, those are three things that I feel like have allowed me to weather the storms and really get up and love what I'm doing every day with the passion part of it. But on top of that, what is something that you wish you could go back to your younger self and share one piece of advice? You gave three great pieces of advice for other individuals getting started, but for you, what was that one piece of advice you would share with yourself when you were starting in your first year?
I think, if you have... The reason why I actually committed to doing Sidestep of all ideas, because I was always that kid that had a bunch of ideas, and I would share these ideas to a bunch of my friends. But then I slowly became the guy that had a lot of ideas but never pursued any. And I one day thought of this metaphorical idea of you walk through like a cemetery and all your ideas are the tombstones and how at a certain point you want to pursue that idea and really make the most out of it. So I think what I would tell myself is to take those chances even younger than I am today, because there's so many good ideas that can just pass you by and they'll just disappear. Yeah. And many of which would love to do one day. So I would probably tell myself to take that leap of faith, you know, if you really believe in the idea, and not just talk yourself out of something because it's a risk or it's challenging.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Eric Jones to dive into your company. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Hi, I'm Danny Lifford from Today's Homeowner with a few tips for your perfect outdoor kitchen. First of all, you want to make sure you have plenty of countertops to prepare everything and to serve the food. And of course, this is the cornerstone, having a nice gas grill. But of course, when you have the grill and you have your burgers cooking, you're going to have a lot of smoke. What do you do about the smoke? Well, you've got to have a great range hood. This one is from Braun. It's from the Elite series, and it has three different speeds, plenty of light, easy to clean, and it's just an absolute essential for any time you have a gas or charcoal grill and you have a cover over it. Now, summer storms means there's going to be some power outages. I strongly recommend you picking up.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found right here Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock. Join us as we break down the financial world, things that truly matter to you, things that you should consider. You can find out more at our website at yourlifeafterwork.com, but join us Sunday morning, grab a cup of coffee, and let's break down the five critical elements, the things that can really change your financial life. Numbers 800-928-4001, yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll see you Sunday
morning. Musicians, this is it. Guitar Center's 4th of July savings event. Save up to 50% off the best selection of gear on the planet. Everything you need to make music. Get incredible deals like an Epiphone Les Paul or acoustic guitar for just $99, or a Mapex Piccolo snare drum, now just $49. And for 4 days only, save up to 15% off qualifying products with a coupon from GuitarCenter.com, including savings on clearance gear. Plus, grab your copy of the list with hundreds of deals too low to advertise publicly. Thursday through Sunday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. Eric Jones is our guest joining us right now. He's the founder of Sidestep. Eric, it's a pleasure to have you, brother.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us again, what's your company do?
So Sidestep lets fans order concert merchandise before, during, and after the show for VIP pickup or delivery.
So give me an example. Last time you said you got Adele, Beyonce, Fall Out Boy, some of your guys' clients using this app.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're a fan of Beyonce, you can see all the merchandise that she's selling. You can browse and buy whatever it is that you want to purchase. It's all the official Beyonce tour merchandise. When you order the merch, they'll be waiting for you at the show for easy pickup.
So is this before, during, and after, or just before and during?
Before, during, and after. Okay. So we offer both pickup at show, or if you can't make it or you're sick, you can have the item shipped home.
So the old school model is you just show up, they have the merchandise at the venue, and then maybe the person has a website with the stuff on it. But you guys simplified this down where it's like, download our app. Is that for free?
Free.
Okay, so download the app for free, and pretty much just you're going to dominate the whole music industry. Is that your vision goal?
Yeah, and we're doing a pretty good job at that right now with the artists that we're working with. And you know,
because you got some of the biggest ones already.
Yeah. It's really helpful having those artists. But you know, the core problem why I was inspired to start this company, it was the idea of having 20,000 people all in an arena, all at the point of sale, all very excited. They're kind of there the whole night because they paid to be there. And I think if the experience is you have to walk up to a very, very long line, wait in that line with cash in hand.
That's the reason why when I go to these shows, I never buy anything. Like if I actually love the person on stage and I'm like really like a big fan, then I might feel compelled to buy some of their merchandise or maybe buy it for somebody I'm with as a gift or something. I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, it's those lines, that which is so true. If I could just sit there on my phone on, you know, your guys' app, it'd be so much easier.
Yeah, definitely. So it's really convenience for the fan. And I think if you have to walk up to a very long line, wait in that line, get to the front, the item that you want isn't there. There's so many broken
parts. Don't have it in a medium or a large? Great.
It happens all the time, yeah. And I think, you know, with Sidestep, it's for the fan, it's all about convenience. For the artist, the reason why we're getting these really great artists using Sidestep, it's because we're the first company to actually capture real data on who's buying what at the show. So for the first time, if Beyonce is playing to 60,000 people at, let's say, Rose Bowl, we now know who's actually buying that merchandise if they order through Sidestep.
Okay.
And that's something they can use to engage, identify, and, you know, further add value.
So, I mean, I know that with technology nowadays, you guys can track and measure the analytics and data of each individual user, when they bought, different things like that, and put them into a pipeline where if that person buys another future ticket to Beyonce, there's different ways that you guys can remarket to them?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And data for us is very important, where even with Ticketmaster, Access Ticketing, two partners that we have.
Your company's literally built on the foundation of data.
Yeah. It's when you understand who's actually buying the merchandise at a show, in our opinion and what we're seeing, you've just identified the super fans. Fans that will continue to buy merch, continue to stream the music or buy the tickets. And unlike food and beverage or parking or even the tickets themselves, if you buy the merchandise at the show, you're very inspired by the show, by the artist, and they'll continue to engage with that artist. And we're finding who those people are.
So do you have some way yet to calculate lifetime value of a purchase or a user? Like, for example, for every user that comes on, they're worth $25 over the next 6 months. Do you guys have data like that yet?
Yeah, slowly.
I know that it's going to take time. The longer you, if this thing has been around for 5 years, you'd have tons of that data. Yeah. I'm just curious because I used to hate numbers and hate math in school again, right? Like, I wish I dropped out of school like you. But as I got into business, I was like, dang, this whole numbers thing and math and making sure that every decision you make moving forward is strategic based on data and analytics.
Yeah.
So now I like thrive off of this stuff when I actually get excited about the numbers, which is why I was asking, you know, do you know you got 100,000 users, the average one's worth $6.15?
Right. Yeah, it's still pretty early for us right now. Okay. I think what we're seeing, you know, our average order value is $75. Compare that to the average order value at a concert away from Sidestep, it's like $55.
So you already have that data.
Yeah, and another really compelling data point, which all the merch companies that we work with are loving, where we're actually predicting real data on demand, where for the first time, when you have the entire tour line available for pre-order, if we launch that tour line for Beyonce 2 weeks before the tour begins, we now know down to, I think, about 1.7% exactly what is going to be the most popular product and popular size variant throughout the entire tour.
And you guys could even send, and again, I mean, I'm just making stuff up because there's so many things you guys could really do, but one that popped into my head was you could send a push notification that says, hey, the show is about to end, buy some of the merchandise, 25% off. I mean, there's so many different things you guys really could do, which is why this app really is actually a genius idea. My question is, what separates you and protects you from anyone getting into this space?
Totally. It's the upside with working with Sidestep and the partnerships we have. Where
So you feel like you've already got your feet pretty deep in?
Yeah, the moat's really deep right now. And it's not just the artists that we're working with, which that's a very powerful thing, but it's more the partnerships that we've cultivated with Ticketmaster, with Access Ticketing. And we're basically building, you know, proactive sales channels that do not exist today for artists. For the first time with Ticketmaster, we can proactively message fans that bought a ticket to the show saying, you're going to Beyonce at Rose Bowl. Here's the entire merch line. You can buy it here. So we're providing the artists not just the data, but a marketing vehicle to drive more sales.
So have you met Beyonce and Adele and them? Do you actually get to meet them?
No, I get the pleasure of meeting their merchandise people.
Okay. You get to meet the director of merchandise PR for them and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious because I thought, I was like, that'd be a pretty cool thing. Maybe after you've made them enough money, you'll be able to say, hey, I want that meeting, all right? I know exactly with the data here how much money I've made you guys, which I think is something that's really cool about your guys' app. Founder of Sidesteps joining us, Eric Jones. I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. We didn't talk about raising money yet, and I said that we were going to bring it up. So I want to know now, how much money did you guys raise? Can you disclose it?
Yeah, we've raised just under $2 million.
Just under $2 million. Mm-hmm. And what do you think's the hardest part? Nowadays, raising money is a trend. They've got freaking TV shows about raising money nowadays for products and ideas.
Yeah.
So what do you think's the hardest part?
I think it's romanticized quite a bit. It's really not, at least in my opinion, it's not the most fun. It's really the necessary.
They try to make it seem like it's kind of glamorous. In some ways, yes, mm-hmm. meaning like, oh my gosh, you raised $5 million. But in reality, you wouldn't celebrate getting a $5 million loan from the bank because you just got $5 million in debt. Now, granted, somebody could rationalize good debt versus bad debt. Mm-hmm. That's another conversation. But what do you think was the thing that let you raise the money? Because you're a young guy and, you know, sometimes they say you bet on the jockey, meaning the person versus the horse, the company. In your case, what do you think they bet on?
I think early on, it came down to me as the founder, how I can articulate the story, talk about what we're looking to accomplish and what we've done so far with what we have. Now it's really based on data, where we've done about 8x growth since last year.
Nice.
And every single metric you can
That'll gather. Make the investors pretty happy,
yeah,
right?
They're loving it. But I think, you know, the biggest challenge is just making sure you're persistent. You'll get a lot of no's. Mm-hmm. I mean, you'll get, for every yes, you'll have 100 or 200 no's. And that can get hard on the entrepreneur because you love what you do so much. You love the vision, and to have someone, a professional investor, say, "Nah, I don't see it."
Yeah,
it can weigh on you quite a bit.
Okay, and so at the end of the day, when you got the investment, what was the first thing that went through your head?
Let's hire some people.
Yeah. How did you decide to allocate the funds? Was it your decision? Was it the investor's decision?
Yeah, it was my decision. I mean, we started off when, you know, we first did that Fall Out Boy tour about 2.5 years ago. It was just me and one developer, so that's not that many people.
Yeah.
So for me, it was let's hire really, really great people to fill in the voids. Let's expand the team, the devs, because we want to build a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
And the sales. Let's make sure we always have artists coming onto Sidestep.
How are you guys continuing to get new people on? I mean, you've already got so many big names, and I feel like that's really the hardest part, is you get up the hill. You get those first couple big names, like you've got Beyonce, Adele, Fall Out Boy, and a bunch of other big ones. But at the end of the day, how do you sustain that? How do you keep moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, the big artists, they kind of, you know, we take a one-to-many strategy with the merch companies and management companies, where it makes it easier to have more tours come onto Sidestep. But it's a really big market, and we want to make sure that we can serve not just those top-tier artists, but those that are playing theaters or small amphitheaters. And that comes down to what product we can build to make it more self-serve. So if you're an artist that's signed or not signed or with a merch company, you can use Sidestep to sell your merch for pre-order and get all the value that Beyonce gets.
Which is incredible. What do you think is the next step for you guys? I always want to know from a founder especially, right? Where do you see this company going in the next maybe 3 to 5 years, which is really hard to project. Yeah. Maybe we'll do 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, so in 12 months, I mean, my passion, my love is music. Everyone at Sidestep plays an instrument, or we just share music all the time.
Which is so cool how you went from music and now you've got this.
Yeah, I wanted to make an impact away from playing drums in a band.
Yeah.
And this is a good way to do it. So I think, you know, music is something I really care about a lot, and I want to make it better for the artists of tomorrow, starting today. So I really want to continue the path of music. But with that said, we built Sidestep to cross into other industries. We're speaking to a couple now outside of concerts.
Yeah.
So I think for us, 3 years from now, let's say, ideally we're starting to take over the live event merchandising space, bringing transparency to it, bringing data to it, and bringing a marketing vehicle that doesn't exist today.
Which is, I think, an amazing vision. And as the founder, your job is to be the one that really not only sets it, but also make sure you build the team around you to move forward. What have you been doing to make sure that you're building a team around you?
Hiring really good developers.
Where do you find those developers? Because nowadays I feel like there's so much talent out there, but there's so much more opportunity for the talent. And, you know, from sitting with so many people out here, the hardest thing to do is actually find the great talent. Mm-hmm. And if you do find it, the second hardest thing is to retain it. So how are you doing that?
Yeah, so I, with our investors and advisors, I keep track of what they do in their industry. And I think every hire we've had so far has been through referral from an investor or an advisor saying, we know these people, meet with them, talk to them, and they haven't let us down once. So yeah, I think if you have investors, you have advisors, you have a network of people or even mentors, they have pretty substantial network. You should you know, take advantage of that and say, hey, we're hiring some people. Do you know anyone at all? And nine times out of 10, they'll provide you a couple people.
Eric Jones, the one and only. Thanks so much for coming on the show, brother.
Thank you.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
And now, a Business Rockstars Minute.
Should your company hire an entrepreneur? I'm Pat O'Brien with the Business Rockstars Minute. Some employers may be reluctant to hire entrepreneurs. Managers often feel it's difficult for entrepreneurs to let go of control and allow another person to take ownership. In other words, most entrepreneurs like being the boss. So is hiring an entrepreneur the right move? Here are a few skills most entrepreneurs possess that make them invaluable to employees. One, they understand the big picture. Two, victories are short-lived. Entrepreneurs are constantly looking to improve. Three, take big risks. An entrepreneur who is familiar with failure is typically more intuitive in their decision-making. If you look at hiring an entrepreneur as an investment rather than a challenge, the returns will pay off. I'm Pat O'Brien, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
It's Jeff from Cat Spot Litter. If you own a cat, you know how much of a hassle it is buying that heavy, dusty clay litter at the store every couple weeks. Are you ready to save time and money? Well, listen up. I've invented a new cat litter that is lightweight, dust-free, and made from 100% real coconut. It's called Cat Spot Litter. There ain't nothing better at zapping cat urine smells either. The best part, for only $15, we ship a 30-day supply right to your front door. Shoot, we even offer a money-back guarantee. Jump on the coconut bandwagon and get rid of that toxic clumping clay litter. Start thinking healthy for you, your cat, and our planet. Go to catspotlitter.com and give it a try. Use promo code SAVE for 15% off your first order. Hey, I appreciate you listening.
You believe in capitalism, democracy, and the right to bear arms. Your fundamental beliefs are what define many aspects of your life, from what companies you support to who you vote for. So why is it that you're still sending your money every month to Big Mobile? With Patriot Mobile, you get a chance to make a change in our country. For every dollar you spend, Patriot Mobile donates a portion of it towards supporting your American rights. With Patriot Mobile, you have the opportunity to be a patriot every time you use your cell phone. Why are you waiting? With Patriot Mobile, the coverage is excellent and the customer service is U.S.-based. Right now, Patriot Mobile is offering Samsung Galaxy S5 phones for only a penny a month. To sign up for this deal, don't wait. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com. That's patriotmobile.com or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Same coverage and support as the other guys, which means you have nothing to lose by switching. Go to patriotmobile.com today.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to receive your free, no-obligation brochure from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-928-7007. That's 800-928-7007. Call 800-928-7007 today.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to Business Rockstars. This edition is CEO Roundtable. My old friend Bill Dallas is here, co-founder of Cloud Virga, and back to the Jim Nance days. Is Jim still a scratch golfer?
He's a pretty good golfer. I wouldn't say he's scratch anymore, but he's pretty good.
He is good. At
yeah, he compares himself to Fred, to couples.
Anyway, Bill Dallas is here, and Greg Spiridellis from Jib Jab.
Jib Jab. How you doing?
Love Jib Jab. Both have successful, flourishing companies. We want to talk about the idea of being a CEO. Did you always want to be a CEO?
No, but I always wanted to be in charge.
Well, that was a better answer.
Yeah, and I think I thrust myself into being in charge pretty early, and I wasn't ready to be a CEO. I think you learn sort of the CEO skills maybe a little later.
Yeah.
But I always wanted to be the guy.
Well, one of the skills is hiring people.
Yeah.
How do you find the right people, or how do you know you're finding the right people?
Yeah, I think it's like being very deliberate about, like, what are your company's values? What are the things that make you successful as an entrepreneur? For example, me and my brother, we went through an exercise actually with the whole company about what are our values? And then it's really making sure that you're looking at every potential hire through the lens of those values. Do they match up on, are they passionate about what they do? Mm-hmm. Do they have a track record of innovation? Are they someone that you're going to, you know, is going to be dependable when you need someone to step up? Are they self-directed? Mm-hmm. So I think it's like just identifying what's the secret sauce that makes you tick and lining up candidates against it.
And there's a talent to that, right? Otherwise you're screwed.
Yeah, and I think the talent is knowing what you want, and then the second talent probably is being a little bit patient in the sourcing and going through the process to look through a lot of people. Your tendency is we want to just hire somebody and bring them in because you need to fill a position, and the next thing you know, we've actually started testing. I don't know if you guys test a little bit, but we do some grit testing, and not anything elaborate, just want to know.
Not profiling.
No. We just want to know if you're, if you sort of fit.
Yeah. What's the hardest thing? We talked about you never knew you'd be a CEO, but what's the hardest part besides everything?
I think probably the hardest part is raising capital. You know, growing, the pace of growing your business with the amount of cash. I mean, new businesses suck cash and take all your money, right? So you have to have a bunch of outlets in order to be able to do that. And, you know, people talk about starting up a business. That's really tough. But I just talk about sustaining a business because it has to get past its first or second hurdle. And they never go in a straight line.
And things change certainly in real estate and mortgage and all that, but especially in technology.
Yeah,
changing by the hour, really.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, it's
how difficult does that make?
I mean, I think it's really hard. In like our business is constantly changing, and new opportunities are opening up all the time. And so, one of the hardest things for me as a CEO is moving an organization really quickly, while at the same time, like, conveying a sense of, no, there is, like, some, I'm not being erratic. Yeah. This is not, like, an off-the-cuff thing.
It's actually our plan.
Yeah. We're loyal, we're staying.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're, you know, and we're actually, it's okay, folks. We're turning the boat in this direction, but it's actually a thoughtful response to an opportunity. And then communicating constantly. Mm-hmm. And the bigger the company, the harder that gets.
I think what Greg said, too, was important, that you know, you change is going to occur and keep happening. And so you look for people that you hire that can have core values that sort of fit, because you want that to be permanent, but you want everything else
right
to be able to change.
Yeah. What's more important, core values or mission?
That's a good question.
You can answer everything jib-jab.
I would say, yeah, jib-jab, jib-jab. I think the mission is critical. Like, you need to know, why are we all, like, on this boat together?
Right.
You know, where are we going? What are we trying to accomplish? And I think, like, the values are how we get there, right? So if you don't know where you're going, like, no,
right,
how you're going to get there.
And the core values, part of the metaphor, is when you put the jib out.
Yeah, exactly.
You figure out how to get yourself
there. You want my job?
Yeah.
How about you? Same thing?
I actually think that they go in order, right? I think you've got to have a cause. And I go the other way. We've always called, I'm classically trained, BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goal, which is different from your cause, which then leads into your core values. And those have to be consistent and aligned. And then eventually you get to whack-a-mole of what am I doing in 2016, and how are we going to do that? And trying to get the whole group to flock in one direction.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars, CEO Roundtable Edition. I'm Pat O'Brien. Bill Dallas is here. Greg Spirandellis from Jib Jab. I love saying Jib Jab. I'm your best.
I just love seeing my head on it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it.
How do you differentiate yourself from competition?
I think strategically, I'm in a business, an industry that doesn't differentiate very well. So everybody gets the same loan, right? So if you want to get a 30-year fixed rate loan, how do you different? You can be Quicken and try to shoot a rocket off, or you can be Guaranteed Rate and try to have digital mortgage. So my view is you have to be very strategic at how you want to differentiate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you differentiate with strategy and people, not cool lines and taglines.
All right. But different for you, because you're in competition with the entire internet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To be as entertaining or more.
Yeah. Or fun. Yeah. Funny is, that's how we've evolved the business. Like, early on, we did political satire, a short form comedy video before YouTube existed. When YouTube came along, I said, there's no way we can compete with the collective universe of funny.
Right.
I mean, we're not that funny. So you look at, like, where are there opportunities to create new experiences? And for us, it was, we were really early on in Facebook and pioneering the platform and creating personalization. Mm-hmm. And now it's with messaging.
Yeah. Thanks both for being with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much.
It's fun.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This has been CEO Roundtable Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. We'll see you next time.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Biz Talk Radio.
Thank you.